10 minutes. But first, as we do every Monday morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, we talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I know you're disappointed at losing to the Giants.
Well, I am. And I think that the Cowboy fans were hoping we'd come out of there with a win. But December is a month of tradition. And we certainly kept up our tradition yesterday by losing to a division rival. And I know the Cowboys, and Tony in particular, doesn't like talking about the December curse, mainly because he's a freaking idiot. But to me, it's very obvious. And December means two things, the birth of our Lord and the abortion of our season.
Oh, my gosh.
We're looking to change one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
But the good news for the Cowboy fans is that this brings us one step closer to getting a real coach in here.
Oh.
So let's go ahead and bring on our outgoing coach, Wade Phillips.
Thanks, Jerry. Is that a compliment?
Sure, you dolt. That's another compliment.
Oh, well, thanks much, Jerry. Damn, Jerry, I'm mad.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty mad, too. I'm not too happy about that loss.
Well, and we need better security, Jerry, down on that sideline. I was walking off the field at halftime, and I guess it's that blue coat I was wearing. They thought I was part of some sort of halftime corporate sponsorship mascot flag football game. They thought I was a Michelin man, Jerry. And I didn't think I looked like the Michelin. I guess we both have blue eyes. Maybe that's it. Anyway, they ushered me off and got me in this flag football game with these mascots, and well, I went ahead and played and scored three touchdowns, Jerry.
Why did you play?
Well, it was fun. It was me, the Chick-fil-A cow, Hamburglar, dancing cell phone from some car stereo place, and spark plug from O'Reilly Auto Parts. He was pretty good. And, of course, Minnie Moe and Jack from Pep Boys, they was in it. And we got together, and we won that flag football game, Jerry.
Good Lord, why don't you take the L out of that word there, and I think that better describes the game you played.
Well, I don't know why you want to do that. It still spells football, just one less L in it.
Oh, not that word, the other word.
What word?
I forget it, you flag it. Hey, listen, I want you to tell me what went wrong.
Well, I don't know, Jerry. I'm starting to think that, A, our team's not very good, and B, I've got some problems, Jerry. I got to warn you, they're digestive in nature.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Who would have figured?
I had some of them turkey legs they have there at the Meadowlands, and I had them stored up under my coat.
Under your coat?
And I'm afraid that meat had turned, Jerry.
You were wearing meat under your coat during the game?
Yeah. Well, you know, just take a nibble when you get a chance. And Jerry, I'm afraid I set an NFC East record for diarrhea on that sideline yesterday.
Good Lord, do I want to hear about this?
No, that's about all there was to it, Jerry. But speaking of sideline questions, Jerry, what was Magic Johnson doing on that sideline?
I guess he was just visiting the Giants.
I got a secret for you, Jerry.
What's that?
He's got the AIDS.
Well, that's not a secret. It was a huge national story.
I didn't know if you knew that or not. I don't know about you, but I kind of avoided him a little bit.
Why's that?
Well, I didn't want to catch, you know, the AIDS.
You can't catch AIDS from just casually shaking someone's hand or being near them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you catch AIDS by having sex with them.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, gosh. Wait,
no one ever told me that.
What do you mean?
I wish you would have discussed that before the game, Jerry.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we done had us a double disaster then yesterday, Jerry.
Oh, my goodness, Wade. Are you done?
I think so, Jerry.
Hang up the phone, Wade. Good morning to you.
That was a very disturbing ending. All right, it's 8:47 here on Sports Radio 30.